Our reality check this morning turns our attention to Oahu's rail project. Surprise, surprise, its price tag is rising. A HART Finance Committee takes up a new budget at its meeting tomorrow. Honolulu Civil Beats' Marcel Honore covers transportation issues and joins us today. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Catherine. Deja vu on rail all over again.
So, So tell us about this meeting tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I mean, just to back up a little bit, you know, we've been, the signs have been there for a few months now that there's been a reckoning on the horizon, another reckoning on the horizon for rail. And that's really kind of coming to a head now. The most recent the price estimates that we're seeing are now $2 billion more than what they had budgeted for. And that's on top of a rough estimate of at least $400 to $450 million hole in terms of their revenues during the pandemic. So this project is now facing yet another massive budget shortfall. The HART board will be meeting tomorrow again. They've been having a lot of meetings just with all of the crises that are sprouting up with this project. And we expect them to have a briefing from the embattled executive director, and his future with this project remains unclear. But a lot should be happening even today as we speak as to whether the city will finally officially shut down this public-private partnership effort that's been going on for more than 2 years and which HART has still strenuously been pushing for as the best option, given everything that's happening. They are really going to the mat for P3, but the city is really pushing back. And we should have an idea. If the city officially shuts it down, we could see basically kind of HART finally surrender to that at tomorrow's meeting.
So, basically, your headline of your story says that the rail opening is pushed to 2033 and that this price tag, may hit like $11 billion. So, all these issues then are going to be taken up at tomorrow's meetings?
Yeah, that'll probably come up. Now, the thing about that 2033 estimate is that it's coming entirely from the city. Amid this whole rift over whether or not to pursue a P3 or not, the city and HART have really been going on two separate tracks right now. They're aware that they need to get back on the same track, especially in the eyes of the FTA and that funding. But this 2033 date, which is a very jarring and eye-opening date, that is something that the city is putting out there separate from HART. HART, in its own report this week to the city, is saying, we think, based on all the problems we're facing, it'd be like late 2027 to early 2028. Now, the tricky thing here is HART has obviously all the expertise on the project, but HART, throughout its history, as anybody who's been following, they've never really hit their schedule marks, and they've never really hit their budget marks. So while it's not entirely clear how the city is coming up with this date, one thing that is for certain is that they are trying to manage expectations, right? They are trying to for the public to finally kind of maybe underpromise and overdeliver. But the scary thing is, to do that, they have to put out this really crazy date, which could wind up being true, which is 2033 for the final completion all the way to Ala Moana Center.
Man, I'm going to be really old by that time.
Yeah, I've been joking with a lot of people. Our grandkids are really going to enjoy this transit system. That's what kind of came up yesterday, unfortunately.
So the mayor then wrote to the FTA and basically put out this information, but it was without the actual HART didn't sign this letter, right?
Right. This is something running separate from what HART has put out there, but it was part of a letter that the mayor put out to the FTA on Friday. And what he is trying to do with this letter is he's basically pleading that they not let lapse a $250 million portion of the city's remaining federal funding. That's what he's trying to hold on to. And in doing so, he's kind of painting this picture and saying, look, just in our rough estimates, this is what we're looking at. We think it'll be, at the latest, maybe 2033. And we're looking at a cost that really comes out to about $1 billion, or sorry, $11 billion.
And you know, we have, you know, the news that came out of council yesterday that the city might be short, you know, several hundred million, and that's not good. So you know, we're going to have to figure out how we're going to pay for what they had planned on, you know, from the city side for rail.
Right. The future is really uncertain as far as construction and even operations. But as far as completing the project, they're certainly going to have to find more funding sources. It's not clear whether they can even go back hat in hand to the state legislature. But even if they try that, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We don't even have the money right now for basic services, right? So this could be something that's going to take a little while even to address rail and its shortfall.
Yeah, I feel like we're on the edge of another fiscal cliff. But thanks so much, Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.